Part 3. So continuing from where Valmiki Muni, Lord Ram has walked up to Valmiki Muni's ashram, and he had asked Valmiki Muni where I should stay in the forest. And Valmiki Muni had said, you're asking me where to stay, and I'm asking you where you're not. Anyway, he's telling 14 places where Lord Ram can stay. So it's continued story. Radha Govinda Maharaj is speaking. Those who want love at your lotus feet, you stay in their hearts. Those who don't have lust in their hearts, they don't have any desire for anything material. They have no anger against anybody. Those who don't consider their body to be their own, and those things related to be their body not to be their own, they have no krodh, lobh and moha. And they never sway from the path of bhajan, doesn't matter what problems come in life. They don't harass anybody. Those who are not kapati, those who are not show-offs, in their hearts you will live, you should live. So this is one of the places he's giving. And
sabke priye, sabke hitkari, sukh dukh sarish prasansa gari. Ye Gita ka anuvad kar rahe hain 12th adhyay
mein. This one is the same as what shloka from the 12th canto in 12th chapter in Bhagavad Gita. Those who are dear to everybody, and they behave in such a way that everybody loves them. They don't harass anybody and nobody harasses them. Those who are always endeavoring to do well, good for others. And those who think sukh and dukh to be the same, those who consider fame and infamy to be the same. If somebody glorifies them, they're the same. If somebody calls them bad names, they're the same. In heat and cold, they're the same. In man, apman, they're the same. And those who only speak satya vachan, they only speak the truth. And those who think before they speak, one should not speak without thinking. It is said that one should think three times before speaking. One should think that the thought should come on the tip of their tongue or not. One should think three times. Sometimes it's difficult that you want to really say something. There is no time to think three times, but still one should think whether this is the correct thing to speak or not. And those who are always taking your shelter, whether they're asleep or whether they're awake, When we awake, whatever is Krishna's mercy, when we sleep, Krishna will protect us. When one is not surrendered to the Lord, all night he is awake. I should earn this, I should earn that. All night he is thinking. In the day he should leave it to Krishna, the results. All night if he is awake thinking, I made a loss. So loss is there and sleep is gone also. Just like a child falls asleep in the lap of the mother. Bhagwan, yog shemam bhavami. This is Sharan. In their hearts, who have absolutely no other shelter, hey Ram, you live in their hearts. This is Valmiki is saying. And one more place to stay. Those who look at other people's women as mothers. Those who understand others' wife as mother. Somebody else's wedded wife. Those who see them as mother. And little girls, they see them as their daughters. Others' wife should only be seen with this vision that this is actually my mother. It's not said, it is said janahi, not dekhahi. It's not that you see them as mother, you know them as mother. You understand them as mother. And others' wealth, you see them as poison. This is a very hard instruction. Money is honey. Whether it's somebody else's or whosoever. This idea is very hard to give up. Others' dhan or wealth is worse than wish. It's mahavish. When one eats wish poison, it will kill the body. But when one takes the wealth of others, that will go from kill him for many births. And those who become happy when they see others' happiness and others' wealth, those who become happy, and those who become sad when they see others suffering, hey Ram, you stay in their hearts. In other words, that is the place where the Lord lives. Actually, it is the same instruction that is in the Bhagavat and in the Gita that is given here in Ramayana. Valmiki ji is saying some very important instructions. In the world we always see other women. So how to see them? And there is always wealth. How would she see others' wealth? If somebody is happy, healthy, success, we should be happy that in the Lord's creation somebody is happy. And if somebody is suffering, we should become distressed and try to help them. Just like when there was this earthquake, so many people were suffering. And to want to help them is means you are distressed by seeing their distress. Right now I cannot remember this one.
Hey
Priyaram, whose Swami, Sakha, Mata, Pita and Guru are you? In their hearts you stay. Ram and Lakshman with Sita, you stay in their hearts. Who consider you as Guru, as husband, as Swami, Mata, Pita? You three please stay in their hearts.
And
those who never consider other people's bad qualities and they take up their good qualities. In the world everybody has some good qualities and everybody has some bad qualities. So one should never look at their bad qualities. We should not even discuss about their bad qualities. And we should just try to take up their good qualities. Valmiki is saying, those who take trouble for brahmanas and the cows. In this age, the cows are in great distress. They don't even get enough grass. And humans have become such rakshasas. The dry grass, they burn it, but they don't give to the cows. They're suffering very much, the cows. Those people who take trouble for cows and the brahmanas, in their hearts you will stay. And Valmiki has sent so many other things that those who are your servants by man, kram and vachan, by mind, by their work and by their words, they only see you. Whether they get your darshan in the hellish planets are fine. In their eyesight, the pleasures of heaven and suffering of the hell is the same. They only see Ram. They never want anything else. Only your lotus feet. Those kind of persons, hey Ram, you stay with in their hearts with Sita and Lakshman. In this way, Valmiki told him many places, at least 14. Please stay in those places. So when Ram said, tell me where to live, then Valmiki said, hey Ram, you live in Chitrakoot. There's a nice mountain, you live there. In three sides there's drainage of water, in three sides that drainage is still there. So please make a little hut there. So Valmiki gave the order to stay in Chitrakoot. So Lakshman had this axe. So with dried up trees he cut some branches in with his own hands. When Lakshman started to make the hut with his own hands, then all the demigods, they came down in the form of villagers and native persons all of a sudden, and they started to help him. And they made a beautiful hut for Lord Ram. So Lord Ram spent most of his time in Chitrakoot.
Hare Krishna.
In Ayodhya, everyone should be living peaceful, and in Chitrakoot, the Lord is living peacefully.
Sakshat Brahmamayo Harihi. Ansam Sena Chaturbhagat.
Srimad Bhagavat Shloka.
Putratvam Prarthita Sulahi. Ram Lakshman Bharata Satrughnaya Pisangyaya Tasyapi Bhagavanesa Sakshat Brahma Mayohari Ansansena Chaturdhagat Putratvam Prarthita Surahi Rama Bharat Rama Lakshmana Bharata Satrughna Iti Sangyaya
Chapter 10, verse number 2, Canto 9. Also, directly, the Supreme Parabrahman, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by an expansion of a plenary portion, by fourfold expansions, accepted sonhood, being prayed for Lakshman by the demigods Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughan. By different names. Translation. By being prayed by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughan. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasharatha. Bhagavan Ramchandra and his brothers Lakshman and Bharat and Shatrughan are all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into many, many forms. Although they are one and the same, Vishnu Tattva has many forms and incarnations. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishthan. The Lord is situated in many forms such as Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughan, and these forms may exist in any part of His creation. All these forms exist permanently, eternally as individual personalities of Godhead, and they resemble many candles, all equally powerful. Lord Ram, Chandra, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughan, who being Vishnu Tattvas are all equally powerful, became the sons of Maharaj Dasharatha in response to prayers by the demigods. Sri Sukadev Goswami is telling Lord Ram's katha according to their dynasty. Two vanshas are very famous. One's Anshuman's vansh and one is Som. Now, Vibhishan is the lord of the sun god and Som is the lord of the moon. So in Vibhishan Maharaj's dynasty, in Sri Ram's form, Lord Krishna came, and Chandravansh, he came himself as Lord Krishna. In 9th canto, Sukadev Goswami says in great detail, Vibhishan's vansh. In any dynasty, the first person is the Lord. His son is Brahma, Brahma's son is Marich, Marich's son is Kashyap. And then Satyavrata Maharaj came. Vyavasvat Manu, his son, Ikshvaku. In Ikshvaku's dynasty came Raja Harishchandra, Katvanga, and others. Raghu, Aj, from Aj, Dashrath, and from Dashrath, Lord Ram came. And in Somvansh dynasty, is the root is the Supreme Lord, Brahma, Atri, Som, Pururva, Jayati. In this way, Lord came in as Lord Krishna in the Chandravansh. Sukadeva Goswami, in the 9th canto,